Radio Network.
As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. And as you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The earth was born with an ocean. And nothing shall stand still. And the earth was born with a notion to serve the human will and to look beyond that horror and see the life within. The earth was born with an ocean that will live and die again and again and again. Yes, it is true that too far east is west and too far west is east. And soon in the center we must come together, and to come together and rally around that which is what? Reasonable. Oh, yes, the balance of nature is out of whack. We can see it. Mother Earth is sick to death, and now the cowboys think they can fix the problem. They're going to dump all kinds of things into the ocean like iron, reasoning that they can create the photosynthesis that will increase the plankton, which is decreasing because of the ocean temperatures that are rising steadily. And everything is out of balance and eroding. Shorelines are disappearing. Stars in the galaxies are exploding. This is a rock and roll kind of time. And this is why you must now listen to, and you know what time it is, the Insight Hour. Yes, 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 on bbsradio.com, brought to you by chesterhugin.org, and also those people that are bringing you the live h2o.org concert 2009. Be there or be square, but we must prepare. Yes, it is true that we must now be in preparation mode. Our stupid State Department and government has us in a self-induced terrorized state. And then there are those of us who are in a divine state, knowing that God will take care of all things. And the former things are what? Soon to pass away. What a glorious thought. Yes, yes, yes. And that is why when you hear Dr. Lentz speak tonight, you must understand that we are staying on top of it. You know, in my show, Mission Possible, I say the difference between news and current events is the time it takes to edit. Well, because this isn't video, this is radio, it's really the time it takes to get it to you, which is to hope that you're hearing it and pass it on. You never have to worry about a bad message. You never have to worry about a good message having to come back at you and slap you in the face. And this is the truth, folks. They're out there steadily trying to fix the problems that they don't want to admit that we have. So now it's time for us to look those problems squarely in the face and tell our congressmen and all of our politicians, you don't have a clue. But we do. Oh, and that's why BBS Radio and shows like Inside Hour and Evident Footprints and Mission Possible Radio Show and all the other hosts and programs that are on all of BBS Radio and BBS Talk Radio now that's going on. And this is it. This is the opportunity. You know, they say opportunities are never missed. Other people get them. This is your opportunity to make a difference and to hear something and then to go out and make a difference and make a change. There's a lot of people talking about change today in the president's hopefuls, inspiring so-and-sos are all now trying to tell us how they're going to fix it. I don't know how you're going to fix it when the price of gold is now $954.40 and silver is now $19.17, poised to go to 20. What does this mean, folks, when these things are occurring? When the dollar is now like 74.65, I think, is what it is right now. What's going on? Well, they won't won't tell you, although there's inklings in the mainstream now about the economic situation here in America, but here on your main, on your not-so-mainstream, which is BBS Radio, you heard people tell you. So for those of you who have heard, I hope you are prepared and have been doing so. This is why I think it's really incredible that I and Dr. Len are looking forward to June of 2009. What a hopeful thought to have survived and to be in a mood, in a frame of mind to want to put on such an incredible event. This is the optimism. This is the positivism that goes with faith. The other side is fear. You're either fearing or you're having faith. It's like a coin. I've already explained this to my listeners, that it's like a coin and you can't tell. It's like odds and evens. You can't tell where one starts and the other one begins unless you're looking it squarely in the face. And for those of you who may be fearing, it's time for you to get more faith. That's why you need to listen to shows like the Inside Hour, because maybe you'll hear something and it'll process and it'll pop your lock and your pause for thought that you and I are on the same page, that there are no class differences, there are no economic differences. Truly, those are all just not real. All of those measures that one uses for success and other things, this is not real. When it really, really comes down to it, all of us are human beings, all of us possess the breath of life, and all of us are involved in this humanity and the divinity that we share in that breath of life. And, you know, if we mess up these ocean folks, if we don't stop warring, if we don't stop fighting, you know, we're going to have ourselves one heck of a mess to clean up, and I don't even know if we'll be able to clean it up. It may take half lives of billions of years to clean up what we've done. This is how it goes, folks. Now, where you, what you do with it, how we can begin to do it. I know that God has created us in His image, which means we have a soulful solution to this whole thing, which is that we must let go of our insane playing. We must let go of the greed and the need and the unreasonable way in which we squander our wealth and spend more than we have. These are the reasons why we are suffering. These are the reasons why hard times are ahead of us. And yet, even in hard times, when you are in the divine, you can change poison into medicine and make it work for you. That's what's so wonderful. So I just want to let everybody know, as I pray, I give thanks every day. I work. I tell people all the time, prayer is work and work is prayer. So when I am working, I am praying. I am meditating on the world. And I am praying for others. I am praying for others' happiness. I am praying for others' success, for their return of their mental, their true minds in their mental state, so that they can be a part of this glorious ascension that we are going to experience. Some of us kicking and screaming, others of us in quiet surrender, all bowed, not bloody, because we made the right decisions. And there will become a time, and that's what's really happening now. And it must be scary for stupid. I'm telling you, it must be really scary for stupid as we begin to breathe down the back of his neck and begin to surround him with the love, knowing that he too has come over to the light and that he too can be embraced by that light and disappear forever into the eternity of the everlasting light of the divine creator. This is how it will be done, folks. And let me tell you something. It's time. And this is our testing time. And these are the files of the time that we are now going to have to search through. And the face of God is the result if we are on the right path, that we truly will be in the highest service of God, and therefore we will enjoy the highest good that God can offer. Oh, that's faith, folks. Have no fear. Yes. I'm Reverend Roxy. This is the Inside Hour, and I am anticipating the arrival and the of Dr. Len. Are you there?
Hello, Reverend Roxy. What a wonderful opening. Lots of pearls of wisdom.
I thank you for that.
You know, I miss you already.
I do. I miss you, too.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for opening the Insight Hour for everyone.
Thank you.
Folks, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock West Coast time, midnight on the East Coast, and 7 o'clock Hawaii, we have the Insight Hour. Reverend Roxy Hampton has her wonderful program called Mission Possible on Sunday nights. And following most of our shows, you've got to stay tuned to Don Nikoloff's wonderful programming. He's always right on top of key issues and has some wonderful guests. So after the Insight Hour tonight, please stay tuned. I want to thank our co-sponsors, the people that make this happen for us, which is you. You are actually our co-sponsors. If you're listening and you've supported us one way or another, if you've ordered books, tapes, DVDs, healthcare products from HealthyWorldStore.com. That's HealthyWorldStore.com. And some of that money blesses our ministry, blesses our capability to continue to be broadcasting every month on BBS Radio. I want to thank Don Newsom and the Newsom family and Seth and Engineering at BBS for all the wonderful hard work that they do on behalf of humanity to bring you these messages of truth and of love and of hope and of wonderful things we're going to be talking about tonight, despite the fact that we're going to have to deal with what stupid is and stupid is doing to our oceans. News just came out of Associated Press today. I'll share some of that with you and share some commentary. But BBS is there for you and your family and friends, and it's certainly worthwhile for you to join by becoming a member of BBS Radio so you have access to all the outstanding archives. That's material that you should be listening to for edutainment, uplifting your level of knowledge and awareness and capabilities and skills so that you can be the best that you can be, that you could take advantage of the support that we have here in our family and extended family. Our BBS Radio community is a place where you can actually feel better simply by listening to the truth. Look at what our options are. Learn to take advantage of what the Creator's blessing us with, which is so fruitful and so sweet that fruit is, and that these are the times for which about which we should be partaking of this great harvest. I want to thank also the organizations that are sponsoring the Concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O. Reverend Roxy Hampton was just mentioning it briefly. The summer solstice, 2009, we're already beginning to promote. I also want to share with you, before I mention more about this wonderful concert, we have an upcoming event in Portland where we're going to be talking a lot about that concert. We're going to be in Vancouver, Washington. We're going to be in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're going to be in Victoria, British Columbia. And we're going to be in Kelowna, British Columbia, Edmonton, and then Toronto later in April and May. All of these events, we're going to be talking about the concert for the 144,000 prophesied in Revelation 14:1 through 14:6. And you'll see that there's written there and prophesied there a time when we gather 144,000 humble servants of the Creator who don't have their egos and fear-based mentality blocking their divinity and their divine expression, that they will sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this planet into spiritual renaissance hyperdrive. Now, you think it's been getting good for you if you've been a long-term listener and supporter of Dr. Len Horowitz and you've been gaining the awareness and the resonance, vibratory essence of the Creator through the revelations that we've been receiving, the music that we've been playing, the understandings about the music of divinity that are blessing humanity, that when you begin to be to make yourself aware of this, it's an uplifting understanding. It's virtually an edification of the congregation to uplift our knowledge and awareness so that we're prepared to receive this divine blessing of the music and the harmony through the heavenly throne, which actually is connected to the topic of tonight's discussion, the water. these seminars that we're doing in those locations, if you go online to lovecodeseminar.com, coming up on the 24th of May, Saturday and Saturday night in Portland, Oregon, we've got the first of several Love Code Seminar musical healing celebrations where unless you're there, you're going to be square. You've got to get there. Please get there because it'll be the greatest blessing probably of your life. Certainly, you will leave there a changed and uplifted, spiritually blessed person. You probably already are. If you want to take your next great step into spiritual hyperdrive and full faith measure of trust in the Creator, just a complete, real emergence in this magnificence of who the Creator is and how the Creator works and how the Creator has asked us to be the peacemakers on the planet, to herald the key to the house of David, a key, a musical note that opens up the love that was in David's heart for the Creator. If you've read the Old Testament and Psalms, you know what I'm talking about. The reality is that this kingdom of heaven is not just near, it's right here. It's right now. It's happening musically, mathematically, instantaneously right now. You are being blessed by this love, by this core creative frequency of love and harmony that all of nature is vibing to in the green color of not just the forests, but the oceans. Now that leads me into this topic of discussion, this issue that's in the front page headline of the newspapers today. Associated Press heralds it, headline, Withering Ocean. Withering Ocean, and I'll just read you a couple paragraphs. Scientists have used satellite images to determine that an area of the ocean marked by low biological activity has expanded to reach the Hawaiian archipelago. Folks, the Hawaiian Islands is at the center of the cleanest, largest body of water on the planet, the Pacific Ocean. And as this newspaper headline in Associated Press, the mouthpiece of the Central Intelligence Agency and British Secret Service, is heralding, is that we do have a change in our ocean. You can examine the change for yourself if you've lived here long enough on the magnificent Hawaiian Islands, which is literally the Island of Eve. Isle of Eve is concept of Hawaii. The word Hawaii in Hebrew is Isle of Eve. So this is Eve's Garden of Eden. This is Eve's Paradise Island. And now this pollution from stupid has been now depleting. These scientists have just published a major portion of the chlorophyll, the green essence. Now again, if you've listened to the Inside Hour, and if you've read the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, go online to www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. Right online, there's a free read of the entire book, about 225 pages. You can download, read on your online viewer, as well as print it out. If you care to get a copy of that book, we greatly appreciate your contributions, your donations. The suggested donation for that book is about $23 and change plus shipping and handling. And you can call a toll-free number. That's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787 to get a copy of Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, or go online again to lovetherealdavincicode.com. You'll see that the concept that Leonardo da Vinci studied were mostly two things, mathematics and water science. And when you understand mathematics, as he did, and that it is music, mathematics is music. Music, the base language of the Creator is math, which is the music of harmony and divinity. And that the frequency, vibration, essence of that spirituality is what blesses and uplifts. In fact, we showed you in the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and in the documentary 2 hours called Love Code DVD, the Love Code DVD. Get it online, same addresses that I just gave you a couple minutes ago. Love Code DVD will share with you also the fact that your heart is vibrating. It's not just beating. It's actually vibrating to the green color because it's spinning like a chakra or an energy center of the body. It's spinning at the same frequency resonance as the green color. You might have heard that's called the green chakra. That's the essence of the color of love, green. That's the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the center of the rainbow. And so that's 528 hertz. That's the third note of the original musical scale. We shared that initially in the book in 1999 called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And if you're a musician or somebody who's interested in this topic, you want to start your research and investigation, your edification in this understanding with reading the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. When you graduate from there, you probably want to read the book Walk on Water. I published that in, I think, 2006, Walk on Water. And then because I wanted to bring it down to your average layperson so that the average person can understand it and actually have exercises, almost daily exercises to do to begin to fully integrate this knowledge, not just in their heads, but in their hearts, in their everyday waking, working, living, loving experience, that they may be vibing and sustaining and living their lives exactly like Reverend Roxy Hampton was just talking about, in this divine human communion, in this bliss. Despite the fact that you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, you're not fearing, you're having full faith and trust in the Creator. And you're being sustained and protected and uplifted by that love, by that power that the Creator's universe is made from. So that this concept now that the disappearance in the oceans and the water itself being so vitally important, again, if you begin the Bible in the book of Genesis 1 through 6, you'll realize that even before there was the sound of the Creator's voice, even before there was a frequency of resonance or a mathematical number articulated, spoken word, there was the water. So the ocean water that is on front page headlines today is actually part, when you do your Bible study, of a triune God. In the beginning, there was the Creator, the water, and then the Word. And in Genesis 1 through 6, you realize that to create this entire planet and this entire universe and all physical matter, then the Creator needed to speak into the water. And through the water frequency vibration, there was created exactly what science shows in the science called cymatics, the effects of sound on matter, or in the study of the cetacea, the dolphins and the whales, how they blow bubbles and play and heat sonically those bubbles up to nearly 5,000 degrees, approaching the temperature of the sun by sonic vibration. They can do this underwater. They do it. It's been measured, and it's in the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. If you're really a sophisticated researcher, a health professional, somebody who really likes to get the scientific facts straight of what's really taking place in your body, read the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and you'll realize that your DNA is operating because of the water. You're 86% approximately God. That's right. If water was there before the Word, and out of the Word spoken in the water came this dome or firmament or ether out of which heaven and earth was created, and the mountains were created out of this dome, out of this ether or firmament, as Genesis records, because of the frequency vibration within the water that divided the waters from the waters. And of course, if you look at the Hebrew alphabet, it also says this same message. The first letter, the beginning, Genesis, starts with the Aleph, the Alpha, the Aleph. The image of the Aleph is two water waves, one on top and one on the bottom, one on the right, one on the left, divided by a straight line, which represents the shortest distance between two points, the Creator and you. So you right now are coming out of the Creator's blessing and the division of the water. You are a water being, as everything else in nature is. All of biology is based on water. And the water itself is the true electromagnetic frequency superconductor. You put that water together with DNA, the sacred spiral, which is like a Tesla coil. It's an energy amplifier, and suddenly now you realize how it is that you become sparked to life, how you come out of the light, you come out of the blessing of love, that is your frequency resonance at its essence, and that now heals. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in that kingdom of heaven, and it's in your Holy Spirit-filled temple. So if you can just simply tune into it as you tune a radio into a certain channel to get a certain frequency and true essence of the harmony and the sound of the music, that's what we're talking about here when we're talking about vibing to the Creator. Essentially, divine human communion is available to the masses in this way. And that the oceans and that the water is central to this whole concept of who we are as divine, loving human beings, inspired, divine, loving human beings. We're all holy children of the Creator. We're all brothers and sisters of the Messiah. So the reality is that when we're now looking at front page headlines and says that 20% over the last 10 years of the life of the green essence, that the love frequency, 20% of it has been reduced and eroded in the oceans of the Pacific. And that's what this is talking about. Goes on to talk about Jeffrey Polovius of the National Marine Fisheries Service in the area said that the area is low on chlorophyll for plant and animal growth. Chlorophyll, folks, is the bottom of the food chain. Everything that is alive operates because of chlorophyll and the oxygen that comes off of it. Why does the oxygen come off of it? Why is it green? Because I shared with you, green is the color of love. It is the color of the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It is the center of everything. Love starts with an L. The center of the Hebrew alphabet is the Lamed, which is the representative symbol of love. It is the center of the Hebrew alphabet, the center of the Creator's alphabet. It is the center of the Creator's intent to bless us with love and joy. And that is the essence of what the Creator is doing. Now, we're told that chlorophyll is disappearing at skyrocketing rates. 20% of it has been depleted significantly to the point where from satellites they can now view it's no longer that beautiful green chlorophyll color in the oceans near the Hawaiian archipelago, and it gets worse as you go west towards Asia. It is reaching now to the western United States. This article goes on to say, it says, quote, what's happening is large portions of the areas are becoming less productive. That means there may be fewer larger fish, such as tunas and marlin, while populations of smaller fish, such as mahi-mahi, skipjack, may grow, these experts say. This concept, they go on to report, is related to potentially this water heating up, which, in my humble opinion, is not so much associated with the greenhouse gases and global warming as it is the United States and British Secret Service's secret electromagnetic frequency transmitting device called HARP in Alaska, Project IceCat in Europe. If you want to learn more about these and this insidious manipulation of the electromagnetic frequencies, vibrations of man impacting God's frequencies, this is in essence spiritual warfare or bio-spiritual warfare, where you begin to realize that we are being attacked by the demonic directors of stupid. That is, the demonic directors of our puppet politicians that kiss the butts of the corporate executives and take the money as prostitutes would and do all the time for these people manipulating, coercing, enslaving humanity through the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that they say you need for your health and national security. Get drugged. Pop those magic pills to cure every ill, says the satanic sorcerer and the hypnotic machines. called television, mainstream media. That is the American medical culture in which we have been growing up, and this is now titled the generation of youth today are said to be growing up in the RX generation. That's prescription med generation, where that's why you begin to understand. It's not a law that says for a 60-second commercial on prime time, you get 10 seconds of all the horrific side effects and toxic, deadly risks that you take when you consume these pharmaceuticals. It's done not because they have to do it, because they're creating a mindset that a normal life involves popping magic pills to cure every ill that comes along with a normal side effects that brings you everything from cancer to arthritic conditions and autoimmune diseases and all sorts of hideous, costly bills and toxicity in your Holy Spirit-filled temple when you live this Babylonian crazy existence. That's what stupid is about. So the concept that our ocean waters are being depleted by these lunatics is really what's going on here. It's not so much global warming, in my opinion, when you realize that they have the sound frequency transmitters and they're currently using these heating devices. You can very much understand when you read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Came out in 2001 in June, 3 months before September 11th. Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare came out. It was in the bookstores in June already. And that book, prophetically titled, gives you all the understanding of what's really happening by stupid's direction. And the reality is that among the bio-spiritual warfare technologies that they have, even Dennis Kucinich, presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich, has on record in the Congress the Space Preservation Act of 2002 and 2003 that cites this particular menacing frequency generation equipment in Alaska as being capable of psychotronic warfare. Psychotronic warfare means that they can instill, like a radio signal, into your own brain, the receiver, the thoughts and feelings and emotions, as well as change your behavior to their liking. Now, in the land of the free and the home of the brave, where we decree in New Hampshire, live free or die, I think we have to have a serious reality check. If our government is getting away with this technology and this capability and actually applying it, which they're doing. So this whole concept of frequency vibrations being decimating to not only the environment but to people is very real. Read the book Death in the Air and you'll understand what I'm talking about. This concept that they say that the global warming is associated with this particular disappearance of chlorophyll is extremely alarming. This is just exactly like what I've been saying. How long do you think that this kind of stupidity, this attack on decency and rationality can continue? That we could not only pollute Mother Earth, but also the godly water that everything comes out of and expect to live happily ever after. I think it's time that we pray for these people that they get their full measure of karmic relief. And that's not comic relief, it's karmic relief. If we want to have Rolaids and take away the excess acid from our system, let's take it in prayer for these lunatics that are continuing, and I'm specifically speaking primarily to the Rothschild and Rockefeller clans. The Bush clan is heavily implicated in its engagement and in its administrative and financial ties to the global industrialists that are sickening the and poisoning the waters. So the concert for the living water, Live H2O, as I mentioned, is scheduled, which should be the defining moment. If my hunch is correct, if my research is accurate, if my prophecy is accurate, if my read of the Bible is accurate, then this experiment is going to cause the oceans of the planet to vibrate stronger than it ever has in history with the love frequency. Clearly in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, everybody who's got any brains can figure out that what the Creator is waiting for is the 100th monkey, is the critical mass of humanity to step forward boldly and declare that it is our time for sanity and reasonability and lots of love and divinity to bless the planet versus the petrochemical pharmaceutical genocide that's taking place. We need an alternative view. We need to step out of the box of this earthly limitation and lunacy into the cosmic circle of sound that is the core creative frequencies of the universe. We need to step up into the response of bull, response able positions that we have the capacity to administer effectively this transition, transformation, this spiritual renaissance, this messianic age, this age of peace, this 1,000 years of world peace that we are currently preparing ourselves to enjoy. That's what the Love Code musical healing celebrations are really about. That's why I've invited you now to Portland, May 24th. It's a Saturday, I believe. Look on your calendar, mark it, and then call this toll-free number to register. Tickets are $98 for the whole day and night, including, get this, full lunch and full banquet dinner with the musical concert of love in the 528 hertz frequency played by Universal guitarist Scott Huckabee. He's the lead guitarist for the spiritual renaissance, in my opinion. He's an incredible, incredible guitar player who's tuned his instrument to 528 hertz. So you can go online to tetrahedronrecords.com. It's our new record label. We started to produce albums by performers who grasp what it is that we're talking about, the great blessing of the divine revelations of the core creative musical notes by which everything is uplifted and stabilized and harmonized in resonance to the Creator's music. That's what we're producing now, and there's at least 6 albums. Actually, there's about 8 albums that I would recommend, CDs that you can play. We have lots of miraculous healings that are taking place. People are writing to us all the time now. We're posting those. We've actually stopped posting them. There's so many that we've posted, the testimonials of people having miraculous experiences, including miraculous healings, coming from simply listening. Well, would you expect anything less from the Creator's music? Of course not. That's why it is that the directors of organized religion and organized governments have dictated to us that we should be playing all of our music in 440 hertz frequency. That's the A note that all the musical instruments are tuned to instead of the 417, which is the true A, the Creator's A. And so when you tune your instruments to that, then you're vibing to nature. You're being uplifted. The best definition of a human being, I'll give it to you right now, and you'll see how it relates to what we're talking about. You are, here's the definition, you are a digital, bio-holographic, precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration. And so that's who you are. You are the music. You're the manifestation out of water of the music being played right at this instant. And yeah, I know you've got DNA that calls for brown eyes or blue eyes or black hair or red hair. I know that you've got that. But you know what? The science, read DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, says that that's only about 3% of the function of DNA. The rest of it, that stupid is labeled junk, sure, God made a mistake. We got to take his trash to the dump. It's junk. Junk DNA, they call it. Of course, the genetics industry, read again the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, because you'll see that the Rockefellers created the genetics movement out of the eugenics movement, that is racial hygiene, that was predated Hitler's racial hygiene program. You had Cold Spring Harbor Labs in New York funded by the Prescott Bush, the president's grandfather, William Draper III, good friend of the president, stood beside George H.W. Bush in 1968, I believe, in Congress. Yes, it was, 68, in Congress, as George H.W., past president, president's father, George H.W., was still congressman in Texas, stood up before the United States Congress and said, we've got to decimate third world populations, otherwise we're going to be run over by these black people and Hispanic people. We've got to reduce third world populations dramatically, otherwise there's a risk to national security. And there you have the creation of HIV/AIDS and numerous other pathogens that target certain ethnic groups. That's the book, a couple combination of those books. If you're really interested in those subjects, not only get the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, get the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. That's my first bestseller out of 16 books. I have 3 thus far. By the grace of the Creator and the blessings of you folks listening, we've made 3 bestsellers in the last since 1990, so I guess we're looking at 18 years of publishing. My 9th book came out in 1990. Anyway, somewhere around that age. But the reality is now that we've got this understanding of what DNA really is, we understand what the government or stupid is really doing. We understand how and why it is harmful and toxic to us. We understand that the 2/3 of the world's population are targeted for elimination by the global industrialists that create genocide in their wake everywhere they go, especially to native people, native populations. And essentially, it's the native populations that honor this magnificent earth, that honor these incredible, withering now oceans. So this concept of having a remedy, now a remedy for this tragedy. You know, in Bach flower remedies, they are essentially plant essences, frequency vibrations from the plants in water. Homeopathics, if you know how they work, likewise. In fact, you don't even have to go alternative, you can go mainstream and realize that one of the most sophisticated diagnostic equipments on the planet today is this nuclear magnetic resonance imagery devices that operate because sound enters your body, is transmitted through the water in your body, strikes the nuclei of your cells, they start to vibrate to the sound, and that they put off their own vibration like sonar that feeds back, transmits back to the receivers in the technology that then project images associated with whatever organ that you're examining or whether pathology is present or absent. You can see it on a monitor. All of that is happening by way of the vibrations moving through water. And so that's happening in your body, and that's essentially what it is that we're looking at when we have a homeopathic, which is a bottle of water that has serial dilutions of the original botanical. For example, if you have poison ivy and you go to a homeopathic doctor for your cure, he'll take out what's called Rustox, which is poison ivy that has been beaten up and pulverized and then thrown into water and shaken up. And then when they take one drop out of that, and they then put it into an equal amount of water, and they do that 36 times, the Avogadro number, 10 to the minus 36 times, you get a serial dilution, ultimately creating a strong homeopathic, a strong water medicinal. There's nothing in it physical. There's just the spiritual essence of the original frequency vibration that was in the plant. It works by the theory like cures like. Like, if you ever see two waves coming against each other, if you ever sit by the ocean or by a pool and you throw pebbles at the same time and the waves generate out and they run into one another, the same size wave moving in the opposite direction will level out the initial wave. So those forces, those interactive forces that cancel each other out, like cures, like. Likewise with homeopathics. So what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Haven't you heard that? How many times have you heard that? A million times, probably. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And the reality is, with the oceans, with our understanding that this is water, that this water can carry energy, electromagnetic frequency, vibrations of divinity to bless humanity with love, the concept of creating the oceans around the world being the carrier of love frequency. In other words, we're going to baptize the planet through this spirit-filled water, this Holy Spirit-filled baptism, this water baptism is about to take place on the summer solstice of 2009, called the Concert for the Living Waters, or short and sweet, Live H2O. Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Waters, where nine cities around the world, nine of them, right now we have organizers working on the venue in Uganda, next to the Nile. We have people working on another venue next to the Danube in Austria, in Vienna. We have people working in New York, in upstate New York and in Toronto for the Niagara Falls State Park to be a site of the concert. Nine of sites next to large bodies of water, and of course on the Big Island of Hawaii, where I currently am and will be for the next 24 hours, and Reverend Roxy is remaining, that this will be another venue in the center of the Pacific Ocean to do what? To capture what will be online, which is your participation, your frequency vibration through song, through sound that you articulate through the internet. You know the technology is now advanced that we have online through Jonathan Goldman's great blessing, and the most powerful CD on the planet for healing is called Holy Harmony. Holy Harmony CD. If you don't have that in your medicine cabinet, if you don't have that to bless your family and your community, get it. Call toll-free 888-508-4787. Get it today. Start to play it. For all the people that you want to bless with healing, for all the miracles that you want to create, use your prayer power, but also use the Holy Harmony CD and let them listen to the Creator's divine frequency vibrations, the Creator's music, and essentially, again, nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. It repairs everything when you tune into that perfect circle of sound. That is the musical, mathematical matrix of creation. That's what it is that we're now publishing through Tetrahedron Records. Go online, tetrahedronrecords.com, and you'll begin to hear what I'm talking about. The issue of making the oceans a homeopathic remedy for the lunacy and the catastrophe of the pollution and the intoxication of this planet is what we're talking about. We need a remedy. We need the love frequency to be imparted into all of the waters of the planet. And that's precisely the project that we're working on. It makes complete sense. If I didn't have all of the evidence that I have, if I wasn't a research scientist, if I wasn't publishing in the peer-reviewed scientific literature, and I wasn't even aware of what I'm aware about, what I'm aware of, if I were simply to consider the possibility that if we had people around the world not simply pray, but also chant in a certain frequency, which is 528 hertz. You know, if you've heard love hertz, this is 528. This is love 528. And this is what we're talking about, imparting a frequency of sound that is directed by 144,000 humble servants of the Creator who have in their heart the loving intent to deliver this planet from evil back into the graces of the Creator, in the image of the Creator. Everything comes out of that Creator's imagination. Now, the vision that we hold for a peaceful planet, for a prosperous planet in all ways, for a healthy, prevention-oriented planet that's not intoxicated and diseased but literally, miraculously healed and spiritually uplifted. That this is the concept of the global baptism, the global remedy created by the singing of harmonies, of divinity, of love frequency, into the oceans and rivers of the world, so that the superconductor of the water itself becomes the elixir for stupid, for humanity's inhumanity towards man, towards nature, and everything else. You know, in previous shows, we've advanced the thesis that they're not human beings that are decimating the planet and along with us and our people. It is aliens in every sense of the way, particularly the concept that they have their hearts closed to the Creator's great love and that they're not really interested in caring for your children. They're interested in profiting from the induction of illness that you get injected with vaccinations, intoxications of petrochemicals, and the bacteria, virus, fungus, yeast, all the chicken embryo, all the bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, smallpoxes, cow pus, combined with aluminum, heavy metals, mercury, causing neurological damage, skyrocketing rates of autistic spectrum disorders. All of this lunacy and toxicity is what we're talking about remedying by simply singing. So, Reverend Roxy.
Yes.
How's it going? What are we looking at time?
It's going, and we have 2 minutes, if that.
All right, well, let's wrap it up then. We've got 2 minutes, folks. Again, I want to thank our sponsors. Don't forget to listen to Reverend Roxy Hampton every Sunday night on Mission Possible. Stay tuned after the Insight Hour for Don Nikoloff's excellent program. He's super. You listen to Don, you'll learn a lot. And then I want to thank BBS Radio. Get your friends and family to get online to bbsradio.com. Join as members. Listen to the archives. Educate yourselves. Thanks to Healthy World. Please call toll-free 888-508-4787. Do it now. Put in your orders online. HealthyWorldStore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com. Even if you don't need anything, go online, for heaven's sake. Go online, see what's there for you. I guarantee you, by the grace of the Creator, you'll be directed to the exact book or DVD or healthcare product that is right for you at this time. Take my word for it. See if that doesn't happen. Go online to HealthyWorldStore.com. And then from there, you can link all sorts of places, wonderful places, including DrLenHorowitz.com. My official website is DrLenHorowitz.com. Thanks so much for all your support, for all these years of support. Thanks for your orders through Healthy World Store. We'll join you again next week, same time, same place, BBS Radio. That's 9 p.m. at night, West Coast, midnight on the East Coast, and then 7 o'clock Hawaii time. Reverend Roxy, you want to add anything, love?
No, I just want to say you have a safe trip, and I'll be talking to you real soon. And everybody out there, just have a great week.
Thank you so much for joining us, folks. Talk
Aloha.
To you again next week. Bye-bye.